The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Father Tony Flannery is with me. He's a priest. He's the co-founder of the Association of Catholic Priests. And I understand, Tony, that you and some other members of the association are unhappy at the prospect of the Irish Open, the golf competition being held at Trump Doon Beg next year. Is that right?
Good evening, Kim. Yeah. Well, this is a statement from the leadership of the Association of Catholic Priests. Yeah. We think it's unfortunate that they've made this decision, particularly in the context of last week. You know, the Irish Open and what a success it was. The crowds that attended, the excitement. There was a whole sense of positivity about the thing. It was a good week to be in Ireland, and especially for those of us who play a bit of golf or follow golf. And then the following day after this announcement was made, the next one would be in Trump's course.
And what's the issue? Because I'd wager lots of people, you know, who enjoyed the golf from the K-Club last night probably don't even know who owns the K-Club these days. It was sold a couple of years ago. So why is it an issue who owns the course where it's going to be held next year?
Well, it's an issue because it's Donald Trump and because of what Donald Trump stands for. And I suppose this is where we, as an Association of Catholic Priests, come in. Because a lot of what Donald Trump stands for and for what he's doing as President of America is, in our view, anathema to anything in the gospel. Like, anybody can list them out, what's happening in Gaza with American money and American arms, American support. What he's doing, withdrawing U.S. aid right around the world, the poorest people are suffering greatly because of that. Why does he do things like that? And what is the way he's treating immigrants in this country, picking up people, locking them up without any effort at giving them justice. And they're just a fraction of the things he's doing and the things he stands for. And I think the Irish people generally are fairly appalled by Donald Trump at this stage. And the thing about it, as you say, and I don't know who owns the K-Club. I thought it was still Michael Smurfit, but I haven't a clue, really.
Yeah, I don't think it is anymore. And so I'm the one who brought up the ownership, and I can't think off the top of my head. But it's not Michael Smurfit anymore, but it's somebody else.
But one thing we'll know for certain, who owns Doon Beg, because the Irish Open next year will be a Trump show. Because everything to do with Trump has to be about Trump. And I think it is just such a shame. And who made this decision? And why did they make it? There are plenty of very good golf courses in Ireland that they could hold the Irish Open in. Why do they go to it in this, the context of what's happening all over the world and Trump's involvement in it all?
I've just been told it's Michael Featherston bought it in 2020. So that's who owns the K-Club, for what it's worth. But anyway, I guess his name is not on it. If it was if it was Featherston Kildare, maybe we'd all know off the top of our head, much like Trump Doon Beg. And whatever people's views are about Trump and his politics, certainly his brand is synonymous with that course because his name is emblazoned across it. Would you worry that he might take the opportunity to actually turn up?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, am I right in saying that Micheál Martin has already stated that if he does come to attend it, that he will be very welcome in this country?
He did say that, yeah.
Yes, I mean, God. Now, why did he? I know I can appreciate the dilemma people like Micheál Martin is in because Trump is so powerful, and if he's anything, he is vindictive. So if anybody takes a stand against Trump, he turns on them. And I suppose Micheál Martin feels he has to pacify, or, you know, if we want to put it more vulgarly, suck up to. As so many others are doing with Trump.
I, 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 I would wager, Tony, and they would never admit this in public, but members of the current Irish government would love to get through the Trump presidency without any visit from Donald Trump and just stay off his radar and not have to deal with it. I think ideally that's what they'd like. But what do you think any of the Irish golfers who are likely to play in it, you know, be it anyone from Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Seamus Power, Tom McKibben, whoever it happens to be, that maybe they should do something, take a stand, not play?
I'd love to do it, but realistically, like somebody, I was discussing McIlroy's situation, and I'm a great fan of McIlroy. He's a delight to watch because it's always drama when McIlroy is playing, and he's so good. But he lives in America, he makes his money in America. 2 weeks' time, he's heading to the Ryder Cup in New York. If McIlroy said anything negative about Trump, he would be ran out of America.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate the dilemma that he is in. Maybe some of the others, maybe somebody like, say, Pádraig Harrington, who has had his career and has very little to lose, maybe somebody like that might be in a position. But I suppose what we were mostly hoping in raising this issue was get people thinking about it, and hopefully more and more people will begin to express what they feel, because I believe, maybe I'm wrong in this, Kieran, but I believe that the majority of Irish people at this stage are very unhappy with Trump and everything he stands for.
Father Tony Flannery, a priest and co-founder of the Association of Catholic Priests. Tony, as always, thanks a million for chatting
to
us.
Thank you, Kieran. Good talking to you.
087-1400-106 is the number if you want to get in touch. Somebody here saying, Trump is a Catholic and very religious in a mask, or I'm confused. I don't think he is Catholic. I'm not sure what he is. I think non-denominational Christian is probably the catch-all term to describe Donald Trump, but I certainly don't think he's a Catholic. I'd be corrected on that, but I don't think he is. The Scottish Open is on a Trump course and it wasn't an issue, says somebody else. And another listener says, not everyone hates him just because some people don't agree. They do not speak for everyone. Doombeg is a fabulous course in a fantastic location, which will get worldwide attention.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.